Hey guys, my name is Shayla. Welcome to the Hey Shayla podcast. I went from full-time travel to full-time new COVID mom, and holy wow, is motherhood and adulting a learning curve. There are so many decisions we need to make and a million ways to do it right. I created this podcast to interview some of my gurus to share their knowledge and empower you on your journey. Let me be your guinea pig and ask the questions that you think everyone else knows. Here, we're a little hippie. We try to do things as naturally as possible, and we don't take ourselves too seriously. But above all, we support one another and work to find what works. If you're into it, you're our people. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Hey Shayla podcast. Today, I'm just going to do a quick little podcast with just me, myself, and I. This is my maternity leave podcast. And I just wanted to make this to kind of, today I'm 39 weeks pregnant. So when you hear this, the baby's probably going to be here because I've got a few episodes that are coming out before this one that I tried to batch into my maternity leave. And it's, the past few months have really been an intentional slowing down for me. So starting at the beginning of the year, I got in a new program that was supposed to help me, or that is helping me, like get brand deals and get my YouTube course going and just do like kind of supercharge my business, which has been great. And I was like geared up and had tons of energy and was just ready to go. And then obviously I was like, okay, but I'm gonna have this baby soon. And For a while I was kind of upset, not upset that I was going to have this baby, but I was like, oh, okay, finally getting things to like move. And this is getting really exciting. And I'm super stoked about everything that's happening. And I like genuinely love this work and creating content and connecting with people and just being busy. And so I was really like, Seth still gets to do all of his stuff. I don't get to do what I want to do now that this baby's coming. And just sort of had to shift my mind to slow down. And it was a bummer for me because I was just excited about all the business stuff. And I read The First 40 Days, which I've been talking about a lot on my stories and stuff, but it really helped me to be like, okay, no. Like, yeah, you could power through this and you could keep working or start working a couple days postpartum or whatever, or you could like enjoy your baby, enjoy your toddler, enjoy your husband, enjoy this time and not, because I found that when I stress the most is when I am like, oh, I need to get something done, but I have to feed the toddler, or I have like, just like the working from home mom thing where you're trying to get things done, but you also know that you have this responsibility that you want to do, but you just want to get things, both things done. This sounds terrible. Sounds like I'm just like, but I have these kids and I don't, but that's when I stress the most. So when I have like dedicated time to get things done, like when I have daycare, when I have a babysitter, when I have this, then I can do 100% of the work on like just dedicate 100% of my energy to work. And then I can close that and be like, okay, it's noon. We're closing it. Now I'm doing 100% of Aaliyah time or new baby time or whatever, instead of constantly trying to be doing both. So like, oh, I'm just going to plug her in front of the TV so I can get some work done. That doesn't feel good to me. It feels better to be like, okay, disconnect, work for 100%, disconnect from work, baby family time for 100%. So this book really talks about how important it is for your body, for your mental health, for everything to just like take a pause, to actually take the time and to chill out. And I am really grateful that I found it when I did, because I was able to slow things down. And today is my last scheduled work thing. Like I have a scheduled podcast that I'm doing, which you'll probably hear before this one comes out, about encapsulating your placenta. And then I don't have anything else scheduled with anybody. And that feels really good. I kind of wish I had started that like on Monday, just to give myself a little bit of grace, because it's like, I'm a week out from delivering and who knows, maybe I could start having contractions right now, or I could start having contractions in 2 weeks. I don't know, but it just feels like, okay, well, I just have to not have this baby for one more day so I can get this done. So anyway, I started slowing down a few months ago, or like maybe, yeah, like a couple months ago, a month and a half. And I decided, you are going to take maternity leave for all of May and all of June. So no like brand deals during that time. No content needs to be made during that time. I kind of thought maybe at the end of June, I could start making some content to batch, to have start post in July. We'll see how I feel. I have my babysitter, my daycare, and Seth through the end of May. And then all of those stop. So I'm currently working on finding a nanny just to help with Aaliyah, for her and for me. Like, I'm going to need help as I'm taking care of this newborn. And she is going to be probably bored out of her mind because I'm going to be so tired. But I'm really hoping that this baby likes to be worn, so I can just wear her and we can go to the park. I can wear her when we're at the zoo. So I want a nanny so that she can like go do these things with the nanny and be entertained and not just be with me all the time, because she is obsessed with daycare and is kind of bummed when we don't go. So I know that she needs that interaction. Postpartum last time was pretty gnarly for me. Aaliyah was born May 2020, and that was like a couple months after the lockdown of everything. Like, my pregnancy was pretty normal, except for the last month, probably. So we didn't have a lot of help because everyone was afraid of COVID. So like, my family still went to work, and I was like, well, you can't come here because then you're going to bring COVID into my house. Like, we were spraying groceries and washing all the things and leaving our packages in the garage for a couple of days and like doing all the things that we thought and maybe whatever are necessary for not bringing COVID into your house. But it was like the peak of panic. And so, and I just felt like I could do it all myself. And this time I'm like, not happening. I cannot do it all myself. So I'm trying to set up the childcare or the nanny so that that is done. And food prep is another big thing. We use Cook Unity, and I have a discount. I think I have a discount code with them. It'll be in the show notes. But that's like a food prep service that we use. So we've tried Green Chef, and we've tried HelloFresh, and we've tried Factor, and we've tried all of these meals. I just like the ones that I can say, give me all your meals that are non-dairy, and they have a good variety because they've got different like chefs. So it's not all the same flavors. It's really awesome. Anyway, we will continue that because that is just nice to be able to have food that you can just warm up and it's done. But with this first 40 days, they give you a ton of recipes. And so I got a bunch of stuff from Whole Foods that's like congee, which I don't really, sounds like it's just like really cool or really soft rice. Like, I bought sticky rice because that's what they recommended, and you can make it savory or sweet. So you could put like meat with it, or you could put berries and honey with it, but you just make a whole bunch and then that's your base. And then you make foods from it. But, the first 40 days is like a Chinese way to do things. So I don't know. I'm just learning a lot. So I'm going to try and make some of those foods. They believe in warming foods postpartum. So they say when you're pregnant, you're very warm. I think it's yang. And then after the baby comes out, your body goes kind of like into a yin where it's cold. So you want to be drinking warm water. You want to be having warm oatmeal. You want to be having warm foods. You don't want to be eating like cold, raw vegetables just for like your body, your chi, your energy. And so I got an electric kettle, and I'm just prepping all of these things, and I'm buying so many things. Like, I feel like people go crazy organizing like Marie Kondo, and just like, and I just don't feel like I need to organize that much stuff. There's a few things that I need, like I need to put closet doors on this closet, and I might buy some little bins from the Container Store to organize that, but I'm not like hardcore nesting yet, which maybe means that I'm not close to labor. I don't know. But I've just been like buying these foods to kind of prep a little bit, or just at least to have on hand for when I need to eat them. But my body is definitely slowing down. Like, I'm not the person that needs to like sit down and chill. And I have definitely felt like it's kind of warm outside. We're watching TV. Normally I'd be like, okay, let's go outside, let's go to the park. And I'm like, I can't. Just kind of giving myself the grace to not feel bad about that right now. But it's hard because I like to be moving and my mind's not tired. It's literally my body, which is understandable, but also very strange. On Instagram, probably because that's like the easiest. There's no prep involved in being on Instagram stories like there is for a podcast or for YouTube. I'm just taking June, May, and June off. When I say off is I'm not making content for YouTube or podcast, but I probably will be working on my YouTube course to get that up and running because that I can do whenever. It's just easier than getting ready for a podcast or a YouTube video. I'm almost there. I got a week left with Aaliyah. I thought I was going to go over because my mom went 10 days over with my sister, 2 weeks over with me and 10 days over with my sister. And so in my mind, I was just like, I'm going over. If my mom went over, I'm going over. Aaliyah came on her due date. And I always told people that her due date was Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, because I did not want, the doctors told me May 4th. First of all, I was tracking and I was like, that's not the right date. It's May 5th. I didn't want her to be born on May the 4th, be with you. And guess what? She came on her due date. She came on May 4th. So this time, because I had COVID and they say that it can age your placenta and because it's your second baby and they can come sooner, I was like, I'm probably going to go early. Well, now we're at 39 weeks. I feel like my body's prepping, but I do not feel like we're close really. So I think I'll probably be closer to 40 than I thought. But that mind shift of like, oh, well, I'm going to go late and just like, don't even think about it versus, oh, I'm going to go early. And then starting at 37 weeks, you're like, it could be any time is the worst. I would much prefer to think that I was going to go at 42 weeks. Good golly. I hope you're not listening to this in the morning. So that's been tricky. And then every time I go into my midwife, they're like, do you want your dilation checked? And I'm like, not really. I don't. The hardcore hippies are like, you don't ever need your cervix checked. Don't, it can increase infection. Don't do it. Like you can do it maybe in labor if you want, but even then it doesn't say anything. Like, and then some of the more of the controlling people are like, I just need to know. But the thing is it truly doesn't matter. And I talked about this on my Instagram stories and I had like L&D nurses who were like labor and delivery nurses who were like, it's kind of subjective. Like I've felt for a dilation and I've said like 5 and then the doctor comes in and they're like, no, you're 8 or you're only 2 or whatever. And the number doesn't mean anything. So like I was half a centimeter on Friday and then Aaliyah was born Sunday night with my first. I don't know what I am this pregnancy and I don't know that I want to know because she told me, she's like, look, when you go into labor this time, you need to come in. Cause with Aaliyah, I started having contractions at 5. We went into the hospital at like 10:30 because my contractions were getting like 5 minutes apart or whatever. Download a contraction app. Actually, let's see if I can look this up super quickly. My friend just recommended one. I have one that's just a contraction app and it's literally like a timer that you start and stop. But my friend had one that said like, oh, you're getting closer. Oh, you might want to go into the hospital. So this is contraction timer and counter 9M is what it's called. It's like a green icon with a baby. Contraction timer and counter 9M. When my contractions were getting to like 3 to 5 minutes apart, they were like, you need to come in. I went in, I was 6 centimeters dilated at 10:30. And then Aaliyah was born at 2:30. So from 10:30 to 2:30, I was in the tub or 10 to 2. I was in the tub and then she was born. So my midwife was like, yeah, no 5 hours laboring at home. I guess the first stage of labor in your second pregnancy is a lot shorter. So they're like, plus if you want to get in the tub this time, you need to get here early so that you can do that. So that you don't just show up and need to give birth. And I'm like, what? So then of course I'm thinking about this at 3 a.m. when I have to wake up to pee and go lay back down and can't fall back asleep. And so then I'm looking up like how to give birth in a car. I'm like thinking that this is going to be super messy. Apparently it's not that messy, which kind of blows my mind, But I'm like, okay, so if I have to give birth in a car, blah, 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 blah. And Seth was like, absolutely not. If you are that close to giving birth, we're not driving 25 minutes to your preferred hospital. We're driving 2 minutes to the hospital right by our house. And I was like, okay, like, fine. So what was the point of this? Oh, in the last few weeks of pregnancy, you're just, everything feels like a potential symptom of labor. Like, you have some gas and your stomach starts to cramp and you're like, is this a contraction? Or baby's back is to the front of your belly and it's super hard. And you're like, is this a contraction? Cause with Aaliyah, my contractions started, they didn't hurt. I could feel them on the outside of my belly would get tight and then it would relax, but it did not feel like painful. So that's how my contraction started. Then it started to get a little more painful. Actually, Saturday night, I was having consistent contractions. And at the time Seth was working overnights. So he got home really late and I was like having contractions, but like not consistently, not super seriously. So I didn't even tell him. I was like, just go, oh, hey, good night. Yeah. And I was like on the couch. He's like, are you coming up? I'm like, no, I'm just going to sleep on the couch. This is where I feel comfortable. Cause I was like 2 days. I mean, I was so pregnant. So he was like, okay. So then in the morning I wake up and they're gone. I had no more contractions and I was pissed. I was like, okay. So then I went on like a 2 mile walk and I did curb walking where one foot's on the curb and one foot's not on the curb. And just like making, hanging my belly to make space for baby to be able to move into the right position. I had spicy foods. I had diffused clary sage. I had red leaf tea. Like I did all the things that you're supposed to do. And then eventually that night at 5 PM, my contractions started going. Seth came home. I called into the hospital a couple of times, but nobody notified my midwife that I had done that. So she didn't know when I went into the hospital, she ended up never showing up because her car was broke down and because she didn't have the heads up. So you start thinking that like your belly's getting hard and that's, you're having contractions, but like, there's no good indicator for labor except for just like continual contractions that are happening because your water could explode and splash all over the floor like it does in the movies, or it could never break. Your baby could come out in the water sack. Like that is possible. You are looking for your mucus plug to see if that comes out. But like sometimes that doesn't come out or you miss it or whatever. There's a bloody show. I don't think I had a bloody show. I had my mucus plug came out, but it wasn't like a bloody show, or maybe I just don't know what that means. But then you have, there's just so many. Your dilation. Oh, that's what my midwife said. She's like, you should get checked for dilation just so you know, oh, I'm starting at 3. If I do go into labor, that means I need to come in sooner. And I'm like, I've talked to people who are 3 for 3 weeks. And then they gave birth 3 weeks later. So they were walking around at 3 for 3 weeks. So I just don't really want to get checked. And then I told her that I'm terrified of being induced. And so she recommended we do a membrane sweep at 39 weeks. I don't really want to do that either. So I might wait until next Wednesday's 40 weeks. If I don't have the baby at 40 weeks, then maybe that Friday, 2 days later, I'll go in for a membrane sweep. I don't know. I just feel like my body did it all right the first time. I'm hoping that it goes all right the second time. This is the best example that I can give. So when I got my ears pierced, whenever I did that, when I was 12 or something, they pierced one side and I was freaking out. I was like, this is going to hurt so bad. This seems so bad. They do it. And I was like, oh, that wasn't so bad because I thought it was going to be a 10 and it was whatever, a 5. So then I was like, oh, that was easy. So then my expectation was that it was going to be a 1. So then when they did the other side, it hurt a lot more because I was like, oh, that didn't even really hurt. Then the second side hurt so bad. So my first pregnancy went so well and you're like, you feel prepared for it, but you're not really sure how it's going to go down. And then it goes down and it goes well, which I feel very grateful for. But now I'm like, okay, so it'll be fine. So now I feel like I'm about to get my second ear pierced and I'm like underestimating what it's going to be like. So that's my fear this time is that I'm underestimating how it's going to go down. But I still feel confident. I feel like as long as I stay calm, I let my body and my baby do the thing. Hopefully there are no complications. So I'm afraid that I'm underestimating it this time. But I have like, I'll be so insatiably thirsty one day and I'm Googling if that's a labor sign. The baby will be moving so much. And I'm like, is this a sign? Is this a sign of labor? Is this what's happening? And there's just no good indicator. And this time it's more complicated because I have to figure out what to do with Aaliyah. So I have it set up. My sister's going to watch her, but she's like, if you could do it on like a Thursday, then I wouldn't have to take so much time off work. I was like, yeah, no problem. So today's Wednesday. So starting tomorrow, I'm in the clear for a few days to do that. She's like, I'm kidding, but also I get it. So I've packed my bags mostly, which is like, I just packed bathroom stuff, some shirts that I can nurse in, some sweatpants, camera, some snacks. I got those squeezers for myself because that's what I had in the tub last time. I'll pack some bone broth. I don't really know how I'm going to warm that up in the hospital, but that's supposed to be really good afterwards. I've got Aaliyah's bag packed for my sister's, and then I need to message the babysitter so that if it's a day that she's supposed to come, she doesn't come. I need to message my intern. So if there's any like calls or anything that I'm supposed to be on, she can message those people and be like, hey, Shayla's in labor. You're not going to have a call today. And I'm just like trying to remember who I need to keep in the loop. And also I think it's a bigger deal to miss an appointment. It's probably literally no big deal, especially because everyone knows that I'm super pregnant. So they will just assume that I've had the baby. There's the car seat over there. Need to install that in Seth's vehicle. I'm going to stop babbling, but I just wanted to come on here and say, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It has been such a fun thing to work on. It's definitely a labor of love because it's not like it's making any money right now, but I enjoy it because I get to talk to really awesome people. I hope you enjoy it with the content that I create. And a lot of you send me ideas and I reach out to the people that you suggest. And sometimes those people are like, yeah, of course. And other times they're like, yeah, no way. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. You're real busy with other things and don't need to be on a podcast. But the people that I do have on have such good information. And I just really like chatting with them and sharing everything with you guys. So thank you for listening. I really genuinely appreciate it. And I will see you in a few months. If you want to be notified when the podcast is back up and running, just go to heyshayla.com/ podcast email. That's it. And then it will bring you to the sign up page and you can enter your email and then it will tell you when we are back up and running. Thank you so much for listening. Be back soon, peeps. And I'll find you on Instagram. Until then, bye.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, please share with somebody you think would love. And I would be so honored if you would subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment and rating below so I can know what you guys are digging, what you want more of, just connect with you a little better. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.